Digital Media Insider, Episode 23, March 28, 2008. Welcome to Digital Media Insider from O'Reilly.com. On our website, we explore the future of audio, video, and photography to help you get more creative with technology. I'm David Bettino, and I edit the audio section of the site. Last year, I had a fascinating opportunity. Producer Daniel Steinberg asked if I'd like to compose the theme music for a podcast that Intel was creating for its employees around the world. I'd had a great time working with Daniel on his Distributing the Future podcast, so I happily agreed. I was thinking I could build the music around the classic Intel Inside theme. My contact at Intel was Denise Cooper, who's heavily involved in the open source scene. She wanted the podcast to cover open source luminaries, talking about how their software and strategies are changing the game, especially in the developing world, Brazil, China, and India. Denise felt the theme should convey bleeding edgeness, blending of traditional and technical, and confidence. She liked the music I'd done for Distributing the Future, so I used that as my starting point. This is the main theme for Distributing the Future. And here was my first draft of the Intel theme, recorded in Ableton Live. Notice the groovy algorithmic bass line from Steinberg X-Phrase, the physically modeled Tibetan monk from Dalai Lama, and the square wave melody. I kinda liked it, but with all the twittering percussion and thumping drums, it was mighty busy. Also, the melody was too long to work well as a podcast theme. We decided to go back to the idea of reorchestrating the Intel Inside theme. Denise also rethought the bleeding edgeness concept. I'm thinking now about a general feeling like the marketplace theme on American Public Radio, she told me. Businessy, crisp, and really identifiable. That was cool. I like BJ Lederman's themes a lot, and even interviewed him for episode 8 of Digital Media Insider. You can hear it at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. The problem was I was heading out on vacation and wouldn't have my studio with me, so I whipped up two new themes in Propellerhead Reason, a virtual electronic music studio I'd installed on my wife's laptop. I'm not sure what I was thinking with this first one. It echoes the Intel Inside theme, but it's sloppily played and overwhelmed with wacky sound effects. Perhaps to compensate, I tried this mellow electric piano variation, also in Reason. As a quick aside, the history of the Intel Inside theme is fascinating. I've put some links in the show notes at digitalmedia.oreilly.com, along with a YouTube video that superimposes the four main notes on other famous pieces. Composer Walter Wirzowa says, "Intel Inside is four syllables, so four notes, and it's the fourth and the fifth that are the most common intervals in every culture." At this point, Intel's Pete Cronowit got involved. In addition to being an open source evangelist, he's also a guitarist and a songwriter, so we hit it off right away. He also cited BJ Lederman's Marketplace theme as a touchstone, but he wanted something more modern. As an example, he sent me this song off one of his albums, which opens with a cinematic synth pad.
Is it dragons who eat the moon when great men die way too soon? My blood turned cold.
That was Dragon Song by Pete Cronowit. I've put the link to his site in the show notes at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. Pete and I started talking about what types of music programmers like, and he pointed me to a song called Little Coal Nose by programmer Jono Bacon. Believe it or not, it's a heavy metal eulogy to Bacon's dead dog.
I can feel you, you're so close. Look at that little black coal.
That was Little Coal Nose by Jono Bacon. You can grab the complete song through the show notes at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. I asked Pete about adding some worldly influences, like Indian percussion, and he thought that would be a good idea because Denise is a big fan of Indian culture. So at this point, the conceptual stew included cinematic pads, crunchy guitar riffs, some worldly accents, and maybe a subtle reference to the Intel Inside theme. Thinking about the open source idea, I downloaded a bunch of door-opening sound effects from soundsnap.com and turned them into drum kits in Ableton Live. I also found an exotic vocal sample at SoundSnap that fit perfectly with the key of the music. Here was the result, the most over-the-top extravaganza yet. The annoying buzzing sounds you just heard are from overcranking the chaos parameter in Spectrasonic's Stylus percussion plugin. Clearly, this theme was way too busy. I decided to go back to the source, BJ Lederman himself. What is it that makes your theme so catchy? I'd asked him.
I used to say, I hate to say it, but I really don't hate to say it anymore, melody.
Uh-huh.
You know, it doesn't matter what kind of orchestration, but something about a melody that will first and foremost stick in someone's mind. And let's face it, when you know they want a theme, they want something that brings listeners back, that has an identity. And it's usually, I'm not saying always, but usually the melody that does that.
With that advice in mind, I scaled way back. I started with a simple vibraphone variation of the Intel Inside theme and added a guitar sound played live from a Yamaha MU-128 hardware synthesizer. Much better. Pete Cronowit agreed. I do like this better. It's not the rad metal thing we discussed at all, but it has a good vibe. I thought the kick drum was too heavy, and my guitar playing was off because I hadn't compensated for the delay in the computer audio interface. So I tightened up the guitar notes in Ableton Live, filtered out the low frequencies, and ended up with this final version. You may notice that I also reversed some of the kick drum hits to soften them and add an otherworldly flavor. The process was very instructive. I had to do a lot of compositional throat clearing before I allowed myself to speak simply. Producer Daniel Steinberg summed it up. It was very cool to see the process. The less is more. And when you got to the end, I thought, now he could probably add some elements back in. To me, that's a good thing. I like the idea of leaving some space for the listener, not to mention the announcer. For links to the people and software discussed in this episode, see the show notes at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. My thanks to Denise Cooper, Pete Cronowit, and Daniel Steinberg for giving me the time and freedom to find the theme. You've been listening to Digital Media Insider, the official podcast of the O'Reilly Digital Media site. Visit us at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. And let us know what creative technologies you'd like to explore. As always, I wrote this music using software that I learned about while editing articles for the site. See the show notes for links. For O'Reilly Digital Media, I'm David Bettino.